The Third Victim, Disc 4.
Chapter 10. Wednesday, May 16th, 12:52 p.m. Outside, Rainey and Quincy encountered Principal Stephen van der Zanden, a slightly built man with an expressive face and twinkling eyes. He now appeared subdued as he surveyed blood-red roses piled against the chain-link fence. The wind ruffled his dark, thinning hair and pressed his gray suit against his frame. He didn't seem to notice. He walked the fence line, adjusting arrangements so that names showed more clearly, then pushed back two teddy bears to reveal a framed portrait of Melissa Avalon. Rainey and Quincy walked up to him quietly. Principal van der Zanden and his wife were relatively new to Bakersville, having moved into the area 3 years earlier when van der Zanden accepted the job at the K-8. Not having kids, Rainey had never met him until last summer, when they'd rubbed shoulders at a town function. Van der Zanden had impressed her then with his enthusiasm for his students and his rapport with their parents. No project was too big in his eyes, no student too small for his attention. He'd been giggling like a schoolgirl over having secured the federal grant for Bakersville's first computer lab, and could barely wait to surf the web himself. He also seemed a little bit flirtatious, but he had a few glasses of wine under his belt when she'd run into him, and frankly, the whole crowd was pretty loose by then. "Principal van der Zanden," Rainey shook his hand. She could tell he was preoccupied. Yesterday evening, he'd returned to the school to survey the damage and inquire as to when he might have the building back. With only 1 month to go before school was out for the summer, no one knew what to do about classes. They could bus the kids to neighboring Cabot, but that town was nearly 40 minutes away. And after everything that had happened, parents wanted to keep their kids close to home. "How are you, sir?" Rainey made the introduction between van der Zanden and Quincy. She still wasn't sure what she thought of the federal agent's presence, but so far, he was proving less annoying than the state detective. There was something to be said for that.